bed for the water is a bullfrog, and the cat frog's a bullfrog sister.
Mm-hmm. Do you have the tiny little ones?
Little tree frogs.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, that's all I've ever known them, and they up in trees, and they'll holler up in the trees. And sometimes they've been called rain frogs because they usually holler just before rain.
Mm-hmm.
Or after rain.
Mm-hmm.
And at night, there was bullfrogs and things hollers a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Now the bullfrog is one they gig and dress,
mm-hmm.
cut, you might say, in the middle of the back, and use the back thighs because the front leg's too small. And my first wife liked those, but I never did eat but one or two.
I've heard they're good. I never had any.
Oh, they as good as fried chicken.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard that they taste like chicken.
They're good to you.
Yeah. What do you use for bait other than minnows or?
It depends on what you're fishing for.
Well, what about the crawling things?
You take for brim.
Mm-hmm.
Well, bass and things lead to them too. But the earthworm.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a mealy worm. Little short yellow one that you can grow with, and then it'll form a black bug, and then it'll lay eggs and die, and the mealy worm hatch out again. But they're very small, and we use them for these channel cats that I was telling you about. We use chicken liver. They can swallow, most of those big ones can swallow just about a big chicken liver nearly any time.
Gee.
If you have to know how to handle them, keep them slinging them off and feeding the fish without even getting a chance to catch them.
Hmm. What are some other kinds of worms?
There's some catawba worms that the brim goes crazy about. And well, nearly all fish will eat some kind of a worm. This worm, if you know how to do it, you turn it wrong side out and put on your hook.
How could you do that?
That's easy done. Try it someday. You just make an opening.
Yeah.
Just come at it just like a sock.
Yeah.
Just roll it backwards, and then put your hook in it.
Mm-hmm.
You see, then that inside, fish bites for smell and seeing.
Oh, so they can
smell that.
They can smell it better.
Huh? You take another thing that turtles.
Mm-hmm.
There, lots of people eat, especially the softback turtle. You, I guess, eat turtle soup and like that. The turtles is good to eat. You can dress those things and. They're muscled and sold. When you start cooking them, those muscles will relax and contract, and they're just like they're alive. They'll, they'll move while you're frying them.
Ooh, I want to see that.
And the best way to catch those is, that is, if you want to get some out of your pond, you take a board and fasten some big fish hooks on them, or put nails and point them up, and put that board in the edge of the water, say as big as a headboard of that bed, and put all that up there, and then fasten it up here, and just let it slope down in the water,
mm-hmm.
and put your fish hooks on that, you see, where they'll hang up, then kill you a rabbit or something that's got blood, and put up on the top of this, those things will come up to the, get that, and they'll climb up. Then when they start down, there's fish hook catches them.
Oh, uh-huh.
And